The gorgeous Subotica Synagogue dates back to 1902. It was the work of renowned Budapest architects Dezsa Jakab and Marcel Komor. They were also the architects of the City Hall, the Spa Complex in Palic, and several other buildings in Subotica. By applying the new national style in the design of the synagogue, Jewish community members, clients, and architects wanted to emphasize the presence, affiliation, and importance of the Jewish community in the city through the language of architecture. In addition to its indisputable artistic and aesthetic value, it is exceptional because it is the only synagogue in Europe that contains elements of the Hungarian Art Nouveau style. Typical of this style, floral decorations in the form of a peacock feather, tulips, stylized roses, and lilies are represented on the facade, as well as in the interior, on stained glass windows and painted walls. The stained glass windows were made in Mixaroth's studio in Budapest, and facade decorations and roof tiles in the Zolnay Ceramics factory. The interior, designed like a tent, evokes thoughts of the Old Testament times, and the bright harmony of colours stir feelings of joy. There are some other aspects of Subotica's synagogue that should be emphasised. Its avant-garde construction, the harmony between its construction and decoration, and the intertwining of its function and form. The synagogue was able to receive up to 1,400 people, 850 men on the ground floor and 550 women on the gallery. Of course, the most accurate testaments to its size are its dimensions. The height of the interior space is 23 metres, and the diameter of the dome is 12.6 metres. The external height of the building is 40 metres. In the decades following World War II, the relatively few Jews from Subotica who survived the Holocaust could neither fill nor maintain the building. For many years, it was dilapidated. So, in 1976, Subotica's Jewish community presented the building to the city under the condition that it would be restored and used for cultural purposes. The restoration of the synagogue began in 2012 and was finished 6 years later. Today, apart from being used for religious services for the Jewish high holidays, the synagogue also serves as a concert venue and is open to tourists.